so much for making us a part of your day. Don't forget, coming up in like, oh gosh, like 7-8 minutes, we're going to be hooking you up with Toy Story 4.
Yes.
So excited it comes out today on Blu-ray, but you could actually win it here on the show. Make sure you got our number, 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, you're not going to be alone on this one because I will share a little bit of my secret, but you have something that you've, I would say, tried to make last way longer than it should have.
Yeah, so the reason I realized this is because I've lived here and been on the show now. This month will be 1 year.
Which is crazy.
And the other day, I was in my bathroom shaving, and I looked at my razor, and I thought, I bought this razor when I lived in Michigan. So that means I've had it for
almost a whole year.
And it's like a disposable razor.
And I'm kind of bad at that, too. I realize, like, when I'm like, oh, yeah, that happened about 3 months ago. And in actuality, it's like 7 or 8 months ago.
I know, right? And that got me thinking, there's got to be a ton of other things. Like, I have the iPhone 6S. I bought it the day it came out, like, September, like, 2015. I guess that's, like, way overdue.
You're due for an upgrade. That's going to be exciting. I have disposable contacts, and you're supposed to wear them, like, every 2 weeks. But I'll tell you what, I stretch as long as I can.
You're going to go blind.
Well, not that long. I only go for, like, 3 weeks. Like an extra week. I'm not talking like a month or anything like that.
Be careful.
But I mean, a box of contacts is what, like $100? So it's okay, if I can make them last a little longer, I do. Especially women do this all the time with like our beauty creams, like our eye creams. Not cheap. I will try to make them last as long as possible because when your stuff runs out, it all runs out at once. Girls know what I'm talking about. Makeup, lotion, all the things. And you're like, so expensive.
833-563-2539. What is something that you tried to make last way longer than you should have?
And if you want to be anonymous, that's okay, because I'm sure there's some crazy things. Like I asked someone last night.
He's doing a friend of a friend, which is really him.
I am doing a friend of a friend, but it's not really me. They've had the same toothbrush for 3 years.
I'm gonna be sick.
No, disgusting. Oh, you change that thing every like 3 months.
Dentists recommend you change your head of your toothbrush every 3 months.
I get a new one every 6 months.
Or just if you have a regular toothbrush.
That is absolutely disgusting. Now tell me about this. I know it's not as healthy as far as being effective of doing its job, but maybe it's just a single guy thing I used to do. My wife doesn't let me as much anymore. Where you have the pump soap, you know, like where it's kind of like it turns into a foam from a liquid.
Yeah.
But you know how it gets low and you're like, and nothing comes out?
Yeah.
You might put a little water in there, a little hot water.
Oh.
Well, Liv's judging me. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about, Mackenzie?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
I think
and you
it's
shake
okay.
it up? Do you do that?
For like the first couple of times, yes, okay. But I just want to hear how long you have been doing it for. Because I feel like it's probably been longer than like a week or
Weeks? I mean, there's still soap coming out. It's just less sudsy.
It's like when your mouthwash is out and you have to go to like Walgreens and get more mouthwash. You swish a little water in there to get you through the day, but you don't do that for like weeks.
Let's go to Rebecca this morning. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What is something that you stretched out a little longer than you probably should have?
Mine is my makeup. I will literally put some water in my mascara before I go buy more.
Doesn't that make it runny? I don't know anything about
mascara.
Yeah, does
that work?
It works for me. You just put hot water in it. I mean, not a lot, like 2 drips.
Itty bitty.
It makes it work longer. It is a little thinner, but.
Hey, if it gets you through, it gets you through.
I have friends that use eye contact solution in their mascara, and apparently the saline with the like mascara is a perfect mixture.
Interesting. Ooh, some little life hacks here. Thanks, girl.
Hey,
I'm telling
you,
isn't it true though? When like your stuff runs out, I feel like everything runs out all at once. And you know, when you go to Sephora, it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you go to Ulta all the time. So try to make it last.
I would just say with things like makeup, that's understandable, not too grody. But when it comes to like a grooming thing, like that razor has got to be dull by now. I feel like with me and my hand soap, it's not really cleaning. You're just putting water on your hands. You need that soap and that antibacterial to really clean it.
Why don't you just buy a big thing of soap to like refill your little pumps?
Do they make those?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. My wife.
They're called like refills.
I don't know. My wife gets them now at Bed Bath & Beyond, so it's like they're the little mini ones. And they're like the scented kind. I don't
you
know.
You could
We've
go
got
to like
Pumpkin
Costco
now.
Or Sam's or whatever and get like a big soap refill, and that'll last you forever.
See, you're a professional, or you're addicted to them, because that's where everybody goes to get them in bulk. You're like, yes.
No, I actually hate bulk places like that, typically. But I do like to get like paper towels and essentials. I just don't like to buy like 48 smoothies at a time that I know are going to go bad.
Hit us up in the DMs, Joe and Mackenzie, and you can let us know what maybe you've had a little bit too long. Who wants to win Toy Story 4?
I do. I'm dying to see this.
Okay, well then, hey, call right now, Mackenzie, 833-563-2539. But if you want to win it, though, we do have your chance, 833-563-2539, to win Toy Story 4. It actually comes out today on Blu-ray.